The Lord bless us, heart dwellers, with his peace as we keep our eyes on him. Amen. My precious family, have you noticed the severity of the fires and flooding all around the world? Well, there's a very good reason for it. The ninth mystery planet, named Nibiru by some, is wreaking havoc with the energies that stabilize our solar system. And here I would like to refer you to a YouTube channel called The Two Preachers. Please take the time to see what they're reporting on. It's very, very startling and illuminating as to the degree of events occurring simultaneously all around the world. On their channel, they collect events from the world that show extreme changes in climate, flooding, and fire. I mean, the things they're showing are absolutely unbelievable. These changes are nothing short of apocalyptic. Forest fires all over Europe and Russia, the US, Canada, Australia, and flooding like you've never seen before. In Germany and different countries in Europe, the flooding is just unbelievable. It comes through houses. It sweeps through houses and goes through their bathrooms, and some of the toilets are bubbling over and spewing out water because the sewers can't hold it. And the water's like 3-4 feet deep in their houses. It's unbelievable. There's never been anything like this. This is different. Others are finding that they are the result of incoming debris from the ninth planet. These meteors and asteroids are preceding Nibiru, and they are like incoming firebombs that have been landing all over the world, setting cities and forests on fire. The Lord has been telling us that fire will fall from heaven, even as it's written in the scriptures. Truly, we're living in the days of Revelation, dear ones, and I believe we're soon to start into the days of the Great Tribulation. Very soon. One of the other things that we'll be seeing will be the Northern Lights. The Northern Lights are going to be seen in Florida, and they are a manifestation of these incoming waves of energy that are coming from the ninth planet. So there's going to be some spectacular light shows for people who are even in the southern part of the United States. Some have seen Nibiru, which I believe they said is a dark star. And some have seen the sun disk. The powers that be have launched to obscure the approach of this planet. And that's what the cover photo for this message is. It's the sun disk slightly off conjunction with Nibiru, so you can see the planet and the sun disk separately. While Mike from around the world on SoundCloud and sometimes with Paul Begley has not been given the understanding of Mary's role according to scripture, he is a man of science, with dreams and visions that are given by God and accurate. Just last night, September 6th, around midnight, he introduced us to information that he's privy to. It describes the coming events that will completely change the face of the earth forever. And I want to add here, unless God intervenes, because we all prayed. What he describes corresponds to what Ezekiel dreamt about and the rapture several years ago. He and I were in a convertible automobile speeding westward, trying to get away from an ominous black cloud that was closing in on us very quickly. It almost caught up to us when the convertible began to ascend into the clouds. We were being raptured. As we were ascending, the Lord and his armies were descending upon the earth to bring a tremendous war, and we were taken out just ahead of it. Firebombs were dropping all over the earth, and you could see them exploding from outer space. Now, I want to mention here real quickly that Ezekiel had a vision last night when he was in travail, and it was of the Lord on a black horse with a sword extended, pointed at the United States, and he was riding furiously towards the United States with this sword pointed at our nation. It had to do with famine and the judgment that was being brought down on our country. So going back to where we left off, the firebombs were dropping all over the Earth, and you could see them explode from outer space. Because of the electromagnetic pulses from the ninth planet, we're going to see our computers doing very strange things. The way Mike explained it was that the bits of information that run cars, planes, computers of every kind are going to be affected by random flipping or changing their numbers. This will cause malfunction of everything around the world that relies on this type of data. I experienced it even this morning when I opened my browser and all my files were temporarily missing from the toolbar until I rebooted and then they came back. Imagine what this could do to our nuclear plants. These waves are increasing and reboots will only work for a while. And some other tidbits from Mike's channel. Many more pulses are coming in affecting our immune systems and food as well. He said that just 2 days ago an elevator was stuck and the cause was due to a bit flip. He also said that this is just the beginning, so we are forewarned to keep our eyes on Jesus and not let this flip our own bits, if you know what I mean. So we are forewarned to keep our eyes on Jesus. My precious family, as demonic manifestations increase because of Nibiru's proximity, use the blood of Jesus, the holy name of Jesus of Nazareth, and the binding prayers we have taught you to draw a line they cannot cross. The Lord has also taught us to call upon St. Michael and the warring angels to defend us in battle, and a scapular and blessed medals. Please take what Mike says with a grain of salt about sacramentals and the power invested in them by God. A blessed relic of a saint has the same impact as a saint praying for you in the room. If he had studied that subject with all the same fervor and depth that he has pursued science, he wouldn't be talking them down. When I came into the rosary with our little group, truly, Mother, I do not know what to say. Except, Jesus, I trust in you. Other than that, I have no words. She replied, and that is the best possible place you can be. She continued, our greatest wish is for man to convert and turn to the Lord. These forthcoming events will turn the tide on many conversions, yet others will curse him. All of this has been spoken of to get souls ready, is in fact God's mercy to bring about conversions. It is all written in Revelation, Claire. All of it is there. We did not want to concern you with all the details. We did not want you going deeper and deeper into what is to happen. Such digging can lead to unbelief. And what is most important for you and the community is to live a godly life and focus on souls coming to my son. The simplicity of the lessons my son has given you will touch the simplest people and give them hope. Your songs will give comfort. As these things begin to break while you are still here, use this gift to bring comfort. There are so many people who do not understand. God is love. That is the heart of the gospel. And love one another and God with all your heart is the simple truth message that all can embrace. Going into eternity with these things as absolutes will bring great peace. Mother, how long will we be here? Not long, for you are not appointed for wrath. Rest assured, he is not leaving you behind. No matter how unworthy you feel, his mercy covers it all. There will be mitigations depending on prayer. Those who pray are doing the most necessary work. Every prayer is being heard. But there is a requirement of all men and women. Repentance. Even those who are his chosen have much to repent of, and it will go well with them if they do. Every day, beloved ones, take time to review what you have thought, said, and done, and ask forgiveness of God, and make a firm purpose of amendment to change. Watch yourselves, beloved ones. Encourage others to also come clean before the Lord. Truly, those who have repented will have the advantage, over those who feel they have no need of repentance. Your good example will inspire many, but still, many must hope against hope in God's mercy. Cling to Jesus and make him your faithful companion. Things will be much worse in areas where repentance is lacking or non-existent. When people want to know why this is happening, you may tell them, this is the end of the world as you have known it. This now is the time of purification, where all evils committed will be removed by fire to make ready for the new heavens and earth and the rule of Christ. Encourage them, Claire, to repent and forgive, to prepare their hearts and make ready for his coming. But first, the time of cleansing must come. Tell them to make little fuss over the body, but to take very great care over their spirits and eternal destination. Death is quick, a transition into eternity. That should be your foremost goal, your destination in eternity. Do what is right, moment to moment, not for your comforts, but for the edification of others, bringing them closer to God. A brother just brought up the reality of near-death experiences, NDEs. When people die, they don't even know they are dead until they realize they don't hurt anymore, and no one can hear or see them. The Blessed Mother continued, "This is so true. For the most part, death comes as a shock when you realize you are no longer in an earthly body, and yet you are alive, even without pain. So, my dearest children, know that death is just the beginning of a new life, one that is chained in the tortures of hell or one that is in the freedom and bliss of heaven. Choose wisely. Do not despair. For the sincerely contrite heart, Jesus is all mercy." Amen.